Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Don't you love that when you do the will of the Lord, but then there's an and, I did this. That really means you were not obedient. When you do what God tells you to do and then there's an and, means that you disobeyed God, and that's exactly what Abraham did. It goes on to say, and Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran where he lived, and he took Sarah his wife and Lot his brother's son. Now listen, Lot represents whatever you think you can't let go of in your new season. That's your lot, because the Lord already told you, you've got to cut your ties with things, with attitudes, with behaviors. You've got to let it go. See, it may be something that's an obligation in your mind, a relationship, a habit, an addiction, something you enjoy, something that hurts you and you despise, and you won't let it go. See, Lot is anyone and anything that can interfere with your spiritual mission in pursuing God's purpose for your life. And this is why God says, you've got to let it all go. You've got to follow me. You've got to break up with your past and the people of your past. In Hebrews 12 and 1, it says, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. This is written to Christians. It says, and then let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. In other words, to do the things that God asks us to do, we've got to go to the Lord and say, help. This is so hard to do, Lord, but you can help me. The Bible says that if we live after our flesh, that is our carnal nature, our past behavior, we will die spiritually. God's purpose and plan for us will die. But if we, with the help of the Holy Spirit, obey God, then we will live. Then we will accomplish our purpose. We will do all that God has already planned for our lives. So, my question for you today is, have you left Lot behind? Have you left Lot behind? We're in a new season now, but the question is, have you let Lot behind? See, we find out as we read the story that Lot was a constant weight on Abraham's progress. God blessed Abraham. And it's interesting, sometimes people are just blessed by associating with you. Because Lot was with Abraham, he was blessed as well. The Bible tells us that he had lots and lots of lambs and sheep and herds and all of these things. He had nothing when he left Haran, but because of being with his uncle Abraham now, God was blessing Abraham, and Lot was close by, so he was receiving a part of that blessing as well. But the problem became that now they didn't have enough land for all of the animals to graze and to feed upon. Now, Abraham would have had it if Lot wasn't there, but he's there. The Bible tells us in Genesis 13 and 5 that Lot had flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to bear them both. Their substance was so great that they could no longer dwell together. See, whatever you bring from the past into your new season will oppose God's plan of blessing for your life. Are you listening to me? Listen, this is a new season. However you limped through the last year and made it across the finish line, I have no idea. But this is a new season. Changes must occur in this season for you to be blessed. Changes must occur in this season for you to accomplish God's will, plan, and purpose for your life. That's what this message is about. Now, the Bible tells us that when they had to divide, Lot decided to move to Sodom. Abraham gave him a choice. He said, you can go this way, you can go this way. The Bible says he looked to the plains of Sodom. They were lush and green, and all kinds of stuff was there, too, at Sodom. He said, you know what, Unc, I'm just going that way right there. And he said, okay. That's a place of wickedness. It's a place you really don't want to go. See, but the relationship for the new season was not between Lot and God. It was between Abraham and God. And this is what you need to understand about your relationships. God's deal is with you, not with others. It's your relationship with God that matters. It's your relationship with God that has brought you into this new season. It's your relationship with God that will make you blessed and highly favored. It is your relationship with God, not others. They have to have their own relationship with God. Why are you trying to keep propping someone up and blessing someone who is really not where they should be with God? Ask the person next to you that question. I know it was long. I'll make it real short. Why are you helping others when they need a closer relationship with God? See, the problem is you become their God. And you know what God says? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So now you're in trouble. You keep pulling people out of the pit that they're in. One day, you're going to be standing so close and the angel just going to kick you in. Boom! What am I doing down here? Well, who told you to send them a rope? They need to be praying. They need to be seeking God for themselves, and you're trying to help everybody. You need to let God help people. They need to establish their own relationship with God. Well, because Abraham brought him out with him into the new season, Lot became a constant distraction to his destiny. And that's what happens. All of you benevolent people who want to help others, I'm not going to say they become a leech. I'm saying they need to find their own place with God, their own way with God. You can't keep propping people up when they're supposed to fail, when they're supposed to fall on their face and seek God for themselves. You're not supposed to keep propping them up. There's got to be some boundaries. You've got to say, okay, I'll help you this one time, or I'll do this. But then you got to quit it. You got to say, look, the same God that helped me will help you. You're in this new season. That means God will help you. God will give you an opportunity. And really, that's what happened for Lot. Now, repeat after me. Lot was never supposed to leave his hometown. See, we've got people out here on the track with us that are not even supposed to be there. And then you want to wonder why they are such a drag on your progress. Look at the person next to you and say, uh-oh, he could be talking about you. Frankly, I don't know. So Lot goes to Sodom. And the kings of Sodom take him captive. And when they do that, guess who has to come to the rescue? Abraham. He's got to go in with his men and fight the armies of Sodom. Why? For little old Lot. They get to the prison, and they let him out. And he says, Hunk, did I do that? The thing is, after he got him out of trouble, where did he go? He went back to Sodom again. See, what you need to understand, you think you're delivering people from their past? They never made a commitment to leave the past. You just brought them. They're in a new season because you brought them. When it should have been God bringing them because they were ready to go. So he went back to Sodom. And you know about Sodom and Gomorrah. So now Abraham's meeting with God, and God is saying, shall I hide from Abraham the thing I'm about to do? Sodom and Gomorrah is about to be destroyed if the angels tell me what's happening based on what I'm hearing. And then Abraham starts interceding on behalf of Lot because he knows he lives there. He's saying, oh, Lord, if you just find a few people there, and he gets the Lord to say, okay, if there's just a few people there, I won't destroy it. But the thing is, the angels couldn't even find a few people who would live for God, who would serve God, who were seeking for God. So then they went in to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. So the next thing that happens is the angels try to get Lot and his family out. Well, the son-in-laws for his daughter said, no way, we're staying here. We're not going anywhere because this is where we live. You need to understand, you can't move people forward if they're not ready to go. Just leave them where they are and pray for them. So now the daughters, Lot says to his daughters, come on, he says to his wife, come on, let's go. They were going so slow, and the angel said, come on, you got to go now because we have a certain time period to destroy these two cities. You got to go now. You don't have too much time, friend. Go. The Bible says they led them by the hand and pulled them out. Who are you leading reluctantly out of the lifestyle that they're living when their heart is not in it? See, I have to tell you this, folks. God looks at the heart. I know we want to help people. We want to save people. But your prayers for them, your encouragement through the Word of God is going to mean a whole lot more than you trying to force Christianity down their throat. You're trying to tell them, you old nasty sinner, you need to accept the Lord. He's going to put you in hell. You're going to burn. Why don't you just give up to Jesus? You think that's a loving message? Now, it's a truthful message, but do you know what I'm trying to say? You can't force people. We can only warn people of the truth.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to read one of my favorite scripture verses to you. It's Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. It says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future filled with hope. Then you will call upon me and go to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
So now the angels are pulling them out, literally pulling them out of the city. And they get out of a city. And what happens? The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 19 and 23 that Lot reached the village just as the sun was rising over the horizon. Now, one of the things the angel said is, don't look back. I'm getting you out of here, but don't you dare look back, because if you look back, something bad's going to happen to you. Didn't say what it was, but you cannot keep looking back in the rearview mirror of life and think that you can walk into your destiny. So this is what happened. The Lord rained down the fire on Sodom and Gomorrah. The people were utterly destroyed, the Bible says. It wiped out all of the people. But Lot's wife looked back as she was following behind him. And she turned into a pillar of salt, a pillar of salt. Now, this was not just a fairy tale, because Jesus even made reference to it. In Luke 17 and 32, Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. What was the big deal? Her heart was still committed to Sodom. It was still committed to her past. Therefore, she could not go into her new season. Who am I talking to? You're in a new season, but your heart is still committed to your past attitudes, your past deeds, your past relationships. When God has told you, it's time to move on. You are on borrowed time. Why? Because the blessings are all lined up for you. But the only way you can touch what God has for you is to release what you're holding on from the past. Now, God will test us to see if our hearts are more committed to our past or our future, the plan that he has for us. And I want to end with this, and I'm going to pick it up next time. Entering a new season, you've got to prepare for an attack. And that is the reason why I begin by saying you've got to pray, you've got to fast, you've got to study God's word. You need to understand that what every good thing that God intends to happen for you, the devil intends the opposite to happen to you. I told you that we are in spiritual warfare. We are not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're wrestling against evil spirits. See, the Bible says that the devil only comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he's after all of us. Well, as we get into the new season, a season of blessing, he makes it another season of attack against you. The only way you can defeat the devil is by using spiritual weapons against him, because he is a spirit. Your gunshots go right through him. Your rifle shots go, use a bazooka, use a tank. It does not matter. It will go right through him. You have to use the armor of God. You have to use the word of God, the sword of the Spirit. You have to use prayer. You have to use a righteous life that is dead to the allurements of this world to defeat the devil. What God plans for good, the devil stands up against it with evil. Listen to what it says. Now, Zechariah the prophet, he saw this in a spiritual vision. In Zechariah 3 and 1, it says, and the Lord showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, listen, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. That's every single one of us. We are in a new season, standing with God, standing with the Holy Spirit, about to walk into some glorious things. But if you could see in the realm of the Spirit, you would see Satan standing on the other side, ready to oppose you, ready to oppose your life. In every season, we have to look out for those spiritual attacks. Listen, folks, things are going to happen to you this year, like all of a sudden you might become sick. All of a sudden you might lose your job, or something adverse in a relationship, in your marriage. Listen, don't accept sickness. Don't accept fear. Don't accept doubt. All of these things are sent by Satan to discourage you and to stop you. See, you need to understand the source of your attacks are not from God, but from the devil, because there are some people who think that God brings things into your life to humble you, to help you to go forward. It's not an attack of sickness, folks. God's not going to send sickness into your life. In 3 John and 2, it says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You know, when it talks about to be in health, it is really saying to be well in body, to be physically well. God, above all, wants us to be healthy. in Exodus chapter 23 and 25, it says, I will take sickness away from you. I am the Lord who heals. God doesn't send sickness. He heals sickness. So you need to understand where your attack is coming from, even as we enter into this new season. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 53 and 5, Christ was wounded for our sins. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes, we are to be healed. It's so interesting that there are many Americans who really do believe in healing. There was a poll that came out, 77% of American voters, and they believe that prayer actually helps with healing. Now, I'm not talking about Christians. This is just in general. People believe that if you pray, God will answer and heal you. That's a good thing because it's a true thing. How can you be healed? You've got to believe first that God wants you to be healed. You've got to get rid of this if it be thy will mentality. No, I'm serious because, see, the Bible says that when you pray, Jesus said, when you pray, pray all things under thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's all your prayers. But then the scripture comes back and says later on, it actually tells us that when you pray, when you ask for something, don't have any doubts. Because when you doubt, you'll be like a wave that is tossed back and forth on the sea. And then it says a person like that should not expect anything from God. So you have to understand, number one, that every prayer we pray is subject to the will of God. Come on, look at the person next to you and say, all your prayers are subject to God's will. You just need to understand that. See, that's a default setting on prayer. I'm just telling you right now. You say, well, that's not what I prayed for. Oh, yes, you did. Well, no, I prayed for this. Well, no, you prayed for the will of God to be done. See, so that settles it. But now when we talk about prayer for other things, prayer for healing, prayer for direction, prayer for this, you need to understand that you need to be having faith that God will do what he said he will do in his word. That's important for you to understand in this new season, because when you get sick, you need to rebuke the devil. You need to fight it as much as you can through prayer, fasting, doctors, whatever it takes. Say, no, I shall live and not die, and I will declare the glorious works of the Lord. Will somebody help me and say amen here? You've got to fight sickness. You come against that. Don't you be ready to die for the cause. Oh, I need to die for the cause of Christ. The devil is a liar. One less witness for the Lord? So many sinners, one less witness. That doesn't even make sense.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part two of What to Do in a New Season. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
You know what the Bible says? It says the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. I want to let you know that God is watching over you. God knows everything that's going on with you in your life. And even though at times we become weak and we wonder, has God given up on us? No, he's never giving up on us. The Bible says, though we be cast down, the Lord will uphold us with his hand. See, God will never let you go. There's always hope. There's hope in his love. And I want to pray for you now for strength. Father, I thank you that right now, those who are weak, you're strengthening them. Lord, there's so many things that we encounter in life that we need your help. We need your assistance. Holy Spirit, we need your guidance. I pray for every listener right now that you will bless them, bless their families, change their circumstances. Strengthen them as they go through life. Have them know that you're there, that You are their hope. You are their strength. You are their deliverance. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. You will not stop us from serving the Lord. We thank you, Father, for the strength that comes through the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.